Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that you can hear Bloomberg Radio live 24 hours a day right on your phone? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Ann Mathias, Guggenheim Partners in Washington. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Ann, did you ever be able to look through the floor of the car to the road beneath you? Did you have a hole? I had that. Did you have that, Ken, as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a car
close
that you could look through to the street. Did you?
Yes, I did, and it was very breezy.
I think it was more common than the first lady would like us to believe. Go on, Ken. Sorry.
How'd she do, Ann?
I thought she did great, and you know, I'm her demographic. So I was sitting with actually my husband on the couch watching the speech, and about 5 minutes in, he lost his ability to pay attention. He said, "You know, this just isn't working for me. She's not holding me." And I said, "Honey, this is not for you." And she did a great job in the targeted demographic that she was going for, which is mostly women as well as minority voters.
You know, the right is a little bit stirred up over three things in the Democratic platform. One is no mention of God, which has been customary over the years. No spelling out that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and what some people interpret as calling for federal funding for abortion. How serious are those issues?
Well, you know, the party platforms are kind of amusing relics of the past. You know, if you looked at the Republican platform you put together at the Republican convention last week, there are some pretty extreme, very conservative views in there that Romney has pretty much openly disavowed. So I think the platform is kind of like the Fashion Week. You know, it's the leading edge of the party. It doesn't reflect what actually is going to happen in either party. And I think it's more, you know, it's like avant-garde fashion. It's not what you're going to buy in the grocery in the department store. It's what you see on the models in New York during Fashion Week.
Yeah, Fashion Week. We'll have some coverage of that here, folks. What a glorious night in New York. The fashion tonight will be a celebration of President Clinton. What is the message he needs to convey for his president?
Well, he needs to convey that the hatchet is definitively buried, that he's forgiven Barack Obama for the last campaign, and that he is wholeheartedly endorsing his campaign this time around. And he's got to shine his spectacular light also in a broad enough way to include Obama and Michelle Obama and that part of the party. Because, you know, there was a fabulous op-ed this morning by Maureen Dowd about Barack and, well, Barry and Bill and the differences between the two of them. And the speech has to not highlight the differences, but has to kind of create similarities and create links between the two men.
Well, just his presence, though, up there is going to lead people in their minds anyway to compare and contrast, right?
Right, absolutely. And that's why this is such a difficult thing, because a compare and contrast takeaway is not what either what Obama wants or what Bill Clinton is trying to create by his appearance tonight. It cannot be that. It's got to be we're joined at the hip. The reflected glow of my eminence is going to support Obama and his campaign, that it's not, wow, you know, we wish we could have Clinton back.
Oh, and then to move on to tomorrow night, the president speaking, we don't have the distraction of Isaac that seems to be racing by in Charlotte. What does our president need to say tonight? Who does he need to speak to?
Well, I think he's got to talk about the economy a little bit more. That was something that obviously we didn't hear a huge amount last night. Tonight we'll probably hear a little bit more, but the president definitely needs to address that. The "are we better off now" question is something that is really sticking, and he's got to deal with that. He's got to create some new momentum for his candidacy, and I think he's got to address the economic issues more so than the social ones.
Within that, within your expertise, how far apart are the definitions of middle class between Tampa and Charlotte?
I think they're huge. I really think they're huge. I've actually been working on a note for our clients on income inequality. And, you know, when you really, really look at the numbers and the price of entry, what the Democrats are talking about as the middle class is probably really the middle quintile and the second quintile, which are people whose incomes are between basically $32,000 and $65,000 a year. And I think that the Republicans are looking at the next up quintile, which is between around $70,000 entry and average incomes of around $90,000. And I think that that's a pretty big difference.
We'll do your homework and then we'll steal from it. Amethyst, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.